Name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Apocalyptic visions can be a little bit strange. We have to seek a balance between treating them as purely symbolic, which is not exactly what they are, or treating them as absolutely literal. If it were absolutely literal, I would be scared spitless. And I would still be scared spitless about some of the things that are mentioned there, the beasts which devour flesh, which may refer to and probably refer to various empires or nations. But when we think of these apocalyptic visions, we tend to forget the good stuff. Just like in the book of Revelation, what do we think about? We think of the four horsemen of the apocalypse, and we think about the great beast, 666. And very rarely do we think about the vast majority of the book, which is the description of the victory of our Lord at the end of time and the new heavens and the new earth. And in this vision from the prophet Daniel, we think about the beasts, and then we forget about the ancient one. Who's the ancient one? God. And then we think about the one who looks like the Son of Man, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we forget that they defeat the beasts and that they destroy them and that there is a wonderful time afterwards. We hear of the one like the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven. And he receives dominion, glory, and kingship. Nations and people of every language serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion and shall not be taken away. His kingship shall not be destroyed. He will win. He has already won, and he is winning, and he will complete his victory. But we forget about that. And we shouldn't forget about that, because that is the ultimate destiny of all things. The God will be all in all. And if we live in his friendship and if we die in his friendship, we will partake of his kingdom in the resurrection unto eternal life. And so when you read the apocalyptic visions, remember that. Remember the end of the story. The good guy wins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.